get on your dancing shoes. Baby, come dance with me.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with you.
Dance along with myself.
Welcome to Anti-Beta Blocker. This is WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. You're listening to Anti-Beta Blocker in the studio. Xylo is here.
Yo, it's Seamus here. How's everyone doing?
Hey, Glenn Nameless is here with special guest.
I'm his friend Matt.
DJ friend Matt.
Friendly
is in the house.
Matt. Friendly Matt. And also we have a special edition, apparently, which our illustrious DJ Xylo has actually carried through from last show. If you recall, we had...
We played
a electronic cover slash remix of Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart. And we asked people to call in and see if they... what the consensus was on having a show that would feature a bunch of the many cover songs from
We got one caller.
Yeah, we got one caller from John.
And,
So, John, if you're listening, this show we're going to play.
You better call him if you're listening, because this
is not listening.
This is
one caller is huge for this show. So, if you get one caller during a show, ask to do something, we'll do it. So,
I can call in. I'll walk outside and I'll call in.
Call in for us. So, the same song played.
But we have, so I got 35 versions of the song over the past week, and I think we're gonna play 12 or 13 of them at the show today.
12 or 13 are the best ones?
They're different enough so that you won't feel too annoyed.
And you won't want to kill yourself, hopefully. You're gonna
wanna kill if you want to tune away from us.
Don't, because you're not allowed.
Don't. And just think that Zala actually sat down and listened to every one of the 35 remixes of the same song to choose these ones for you.
Yeah, and I'm so sick of this song.
And it's all stuck in our heads.
All right.
So the first one we played was a remix of the song by Arthur Baker. And next one we're going to play is the most electro one we have. It's remixed by Everyone's a Crook versus Eels. We'll see.
This is the Eels. Love will tear us apart.
Joy Division.
We have the studio problems.
We thought we'd fix this.
Same last week.
It's all my fault.
So, I'm going to mention a brand name now. M Audio, with your crappy audio products. Who, of course, has gone off air twice, 2 weeks in a row. So maybe we can just talk about Love Will Tear Us Apart a bit. This song that we're playing 13 covers of today, hopefully.
We'll see what we get to.
One of the most covered songs that I know of. Maybe we could do this again with other songs. So if anyone out there knows a song that I think has been covered more than Love Will Tear Us Apart, you can always give us a call.
I mean, this is not just any popularly covered song. This is actually a really respected and really great song, in my opinion. It's not just Nameless's opinion. NME magazine, like best single of all time in 2002.
I think they're reading this off Wikipedia.
Nameless is reading this off Wikipedia right now.
No. We don't care about all those mainstream magazines. That doesn't affect us.
Whatever. Our opinion is that this is an epic song of essential something.
But what you can do if you're annoyed that we're not playing much electro this week. Find a song that you think has been covered more than Love Will Tear Us Apart and let us know. You can give us a call on 617-253-8810. We're going to talk a bit more, unfortunately, because the computer is currently down, but Zala's twiddling some knobs, and I think she'll get it back up pretty soon.
And we might have some room for some chip tunes too, towards the end, I think, as well.
If anyone commits suicide a month after this broadcast, like the lead singer of Joy Division, I don't think it's our fault.
It is kind of depressing.
It is depressing. He was a spectacular, spectacular artist, and his voice and his creativity with the band Joy Division is.
You know what I like most about this song is the genre, according to Wikipedia, is post-punk.
Post-punk.
And I don't know what post-punk means. Post-rock, post-punk, yeah. New Age. It just means that it's music that came out after punk. It could
after
be anything.
Punk.
You know what I'm going to do? This is the wonders of modern technology, everybody. I'm going to go on YouTube right now, and I'm going to look up Love Will Tear Us Apart. Tear Us Apart. Typing this in. This is so professional. And I'm going to turn up the volume on my laptop. And hold the speaker near there. Here we go. Hidden the play.
Everybody else follow along.
And then you can hear the original song.
Doesn't work.
You know what? I think the one YouTube clip with no music.
Is your volume up?
My volume's up. This is ridiculous.
This is
It's all the Carnegie Mellon students' fault.
Hey.
I was going to make a joke about us.
Here we go. Wait, is this you? No, this is us.
This is Quay.
There we go.
This
we
is DJ Zalo.
The computer is back
up. Wow, back up and running.
We're back.
Sorry, everyone. We have to stop talking now. I know, disappointing. Here's the next version. Who's it by now? I've forgotten already.
It's the same one. Everyone's a crook versus eels.
Everyone's a crook versus the eels with Love Will Tear Us Apart. We'll be right back.
Hey.
So the first two songs are pretty electro and dancey, huh?
That was pretty good. I did not expect Xyla to find actual respectable
but
electronic
don't worry,
covers.
The electroness of the show will go down monotonically as the show goes.
Wow, I guess he's an MIT student.
That's almost outside my vocabulary.
Do you even know what that means?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
No. Well, so the last song we played is remixed by Casey. What I'm going to play now is another remix by Everyone's A Crook versus Eels. It's a different mix, and I think it's different enough.
The same artist, the same two artists remix the same song.
Exactly.
Twice. We're covering the same artist over and over again.
And different enough.
We're clutching at straws now. This is only our third song, and we're already using the same remix.
No.
Not the same. It's just by the same artist covering the same artist.
Okay. Makes total sense.
Anyway, let's go.
Let's get it.
caught in your steam. All my feelings that explode. Got a taste in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Is it something so good? Just can't function, no. And love, love will tear us
apart again. Love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again.
All right. Believe it or not, this is by Square Pusher.
This is a Square Pusher track?
Yeah.
Where's all the noises?
This is his tribute to the classic that is Joy Division.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very a big sincere. Sacrifice. Mm. And before that, we played a very cute cover. It's by Seven Ring 24 and C. Compton.
I don't know any of these artists. I knew any of them. This is by some random artist A.
Not all of them are random. So next one, we're going to play a cover by Tortoise. Ooh.
Thank you.
All right, this is a shout out to all the Acceleron people right now who are just hanging out and being losers in a room somewhere, watching TV and listening to our show.
I think that's code for McDonald's.
You have to give them props too. At least they're listening to some quality music right now. But
yeah, I give them credit for that.
He works at McDonald's. He's lying. It's all an elaborate scheme.
I actually like that Tortoise track a lot. The one we played after that is by Warm is Green. Never heard of them. And what we're going to play now is by Jose Gonzalez. Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful?
There you go.
Such a good track. It's by String Quartet.
I have to admit that I had my doubts at the start of this show, but I think you've picked some pretty good songs.
I did too. Props to DJ Zyla for actually going through and finding all of these covers / remixes for this show. I am indeed very impressed.
I'm very impressed
thanks,
as well.
Thanks.
Wow. Pats yeah, in the so, back you know, all around.
For half of the week, this melody is stuck in my head.
It's all stuck in everybody's head now for a long time.
Yeah, hopefully that did to all the listeners too.
So probably only a couple of songs left.
Only one.
One,
song?
One more song.
We have, yeah, we have one more. Love will tear us apart.
The best cover version of them all.
This is what
I. No, it's a request by Glenn.
This is a request by Nameless. Nameless, I think this is probably one of the best. It sounds very much like the original, but it's one of the better covers that I've come across.
He can manage to get it to play, are we gonna actually?
Yeah, I went through a lot of trouble to find this. I have it on my iPod.
He's not good with computers. No, Glenn.
To hell with you, man.
Don't be so.
The two hackers are apparently quarreling.
We'll fade down their volume slides while they argue over there.
We
love each other.
Yeah,
I love Glenn.
So this is actually good because during the whole show we haven't played any very similar covers of the song.
Or the original, I don't think either.
Not the original. Yep.
But this is probably the closest to the original. It's by In the Nursery. I don't know much about the group at all, but.
But let's listen.
It's great.
Let's sign off. So thanks for listening. Thanks for standing us for the whole hour of Love Will Tear Us Apart.
And thanks to John for calling in, who voted for this entire show.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Great. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll be here next week.
Next week. See you.
Love will tear us apart again. want educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
Yo, what's up, baby? Wanna learn some history?
I got live learning, beautiful books inside.
And don't expect anyone to just offer you an education.
Who needs a high school diploma, huh?
Unfortunately, you can't buy a